Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Thursday, June the 13th, 2024, entitled The Joy of the Lord, written by John Akuntoyunpo of Nigeria. A while ago, my dad was very ill. He couldn't even walk, and I saw him wet himself while trying to reach the restroom. I had never seen him in such a vulnerable circumstance before, and I felt weakness just descend on me. It was so sudden, just like having cold water poured on me. As a means of strengthening myself the next morning as I was going to work, I chose to sing and praise God. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10b in the King James Version reads, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." This verse introduces the concept that the joy of the Lord is our strength. This means that the sorrow of the world is our weakness. Have you had times when you seem to be in the valley of the shadow of death, or you feel like you're in the wilderness? Have you tried all earthly means to solve your problem, but it seems like things are at a dead end, out of your control, with no way to turn but up? There is a myriad of ways to strengthen yourself in the joy of the Lord. Have you tried singing to God? Have you tried immersing yourself in the Word of God, the biblical stories of victories? Have you listened to testimony? Have you lost yourself in worship and praise? All these are the joy of the Lord. Johnson Oatman, Jr. wrote this song. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. This is the best way to experience the joy of God, by looking at all that He has done and praising Him. David often did this. He would start a verse of the Psalms with a little complaint. Then he moved on to remind himself of the strength of God. And finally, he spoke against his problems with confidence. You can do this too. Do you feel like you are drowning when you look at your problems? Do you feel helpless? If so, don't allow the sorrow and pain of this world to weaken you. Instead, find the joy of the Lord through worship. Even if you are crying as you are singing, just continue singing. God sees your tears, and He will take care of you. I will leave this song, "His Eye is on the Sparrow," by Sevilla D. Martin, with us. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let us pray. Lord, I need Your joy, and I need Your strength. Amen.